MBTI is everywhere, and it borrows Jung's name like it borrows his letters. But Jung never proposed 16 fixed boxes. Here's what happened when I asked AI to type me, and what got lost between his actual theory and the version that went viral. I typed a paragraph about myself into an AI chat, how I work, how I recharge, what I notice first when I walk into a room, and asked it to guess my Myers-Briggs type. It answered in about 4 seconds, no hedging, no, it depends, just a confident letter code and a tidy paragraph explaining why that code fit me so well. It felt good, honestly. There's a specific pleasure in being read accurately by something that has no reason to flatter you. But somewhere around the third paragraph of "as an INFJ, you likely..." I remembered something I'd half forgotten. Carl Jung, the man MBTI claims as its intellectual ancestor, never proposed 16 boxes. He'd have found the whole exercise a little suspicious. What AI handed me, fast and confident. I asked it plainly, "Based on what I just told you, what's my MBTI type and why?" It gave me a letter code, a one-line archetype nickname, a bulleted list of strengths, a shorter list of growth areas, and a note about which types I'm supposedly most compatible with. All of it delivered with the tone of a diagnosis, not a guess. Here's the thing, it wasn't wrong, exactly. The traits it pulled out did sound like me. That's not impressive. It's how cold reading works. MBT. I's 16 types are broad enough and worded warmly enough that most people will recognize themselves in whichever one they're handed. The AI wasn't lying. It was just playing a game with rules that were never especially rigorous to begin with, and playing it with total conviction. The prompt I actually used. Based on how I described myself above, what's my most likely Myers-Briggs personality type? Explain your reasoning and tell me what this type's known strengths, weaknesses, and communication style tend to be. Where this is fun but reductive. MBT. I is genuinely useful as a shared vocabulary, a fast way to say I recharge alone or I decide with logic before feeling to someone who already knows the shorthand. That's not nothing. But the AI treated my type the way a horoscope treats a birth month, as a settled fact about who I am, rather than a rough sketch of tendencies I might lean on some days and abandon on others. What bothered me, sitting with the answer, wasn't the label itself. It was the certainty. 4 sentences about my childhood habits and hobbies, and it spoke as though it had access to something stable and internal, a true self. Filed under 4 letters. Real personality doesn't hold still like that, and neither, according to Jung, was it ever supposed to. The tell, if you describe yourself 2 different ways, once on a confident day, once on an exhausted one, you'll often get 2 different letter codes back. A framework that changes depending on your mood isn't measuring a fixed trait, it's reflecting whatever you handed it. What Jung actually meant. Jung's real theory, laid out in his 1921 work on psychological types, doesn't sort people into 16 boxes at all. He described 4 functions, thinking, feeling, sensation, and intuition, each of which can be oriented outward toward the external world or inward toward inner experience. That's the whole raw material, 4 functions, 2 attitudes. But here's what MBTI drops. Jung didn't think you simply are one type, full stop. He thought everyone carries all 4 functions, arranged into a personal hierarchy, a dominant function you lead with, an auxiliary that supports it, and a tertiary and inferior function that sit underdeveloped, often showing up clumsily under stress or in dreams. The inferior function, the one you're worst at, isn't a footnote. Jung considered it a doorway, the part of you most connected to growth precisely because it's least polished. The goal of his framework was never to identify your type and rest there, It was individuation, a lifelong, often uncomfortable process of developing the functions you've neglected, not just refining the one you're already good at. A thinking dominant person doing real inner work isn't trying to become more of an INTJ. They're trying to let feeling back in, clumsily at first, until it stops being foreign. A functions reflection prompt. Try this instead. Instead of asking AI to type me, I'm going to describe how I tend to make decisions and where I tend to focus my attention. Describe honestly. Based on Jung's four functions, thinking, feeling, sensation, intuition, help me identify which function I probably lean on most, and then ask me questions about the function I most avoid or feel worst at. I'm not looking for a label. I want to know what I might be underusing. The bigger point. AI didn't reach for Jung's actual model because Jung's actual model is harder to summarize and less fun to receive. It reached for MBTI because MBTI is what's everywhere. Quizzes, workplace personality days, dating profiles, 1,000 which type are you articles it was trained on. AI mirrors whatever version of an idea has been repeated the most online, not necessarily the version closest to the source. That's true of Stoicism, it's true of Ayurveda, and it's very true here. That's not a reason to distrust AI outright. It's a reason to ask a better question. What's my type invites a label. What am I avoiding invites something closer to what Jung was actually pointing at. And AI can hold that conversation too, if you're the one who steers it there. Worth saying plainly, none of this, MBTI or Jung's original model, is a diagnostic tool, and neither should be treated as one. If you're navigating something that feels bigger than curiosity about your own patterns, a trained therapist works with the whole person, not four letters.